This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on this Thursday morning. I'm Kevin Keith, WILO News Director Kit Harmon on standby. Thanks to our sponsors, Kramer Lumber Dewitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded, just like you. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Kit Hartman, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I wanted to update you on the continuing saga of Kevin living in the country. We got our Wi-Fi the other day, and they call it high-speed Wi-Fi, but I don't know. It's not what I'm used to here at the station or our home in West Lafayette, our former home. So we went with this group called Viasat, which is pretty cool. The guy came out the other day, and he was super awesome and put another satellite in our yard. This one's kind of hidden, but I've been pretty happy with it so far, but it's just not that quick Wi-Fi I'm used to. I got spoiled, you know? And so when I'm scrolling through Facebook or trying to watch a video or something, you know, it'll sit there and buffer a little bit to where in the past, where if I'm here at the station, you know, it just plays the video for me. So that's been a little frustrating. That's not so bad, though. I can deal with it. But what gets me is this is like $70 a month for the first 3 months, and then it goes up to $110. So I'm paying $110. And we were paying $110 in West Lafayette for cable and high-speed Wi-Fi, which was very high speed. So now I'm going to be paying the same thing for not the same service. I don't like that.
Get used to it.
I know. The other thing that I'm not certain on, the girlfriend did some laundry yesterday, and I went home last night and put on a shirt, and I kept smelling something. I didn't know if I needed to take a shower or what, so I thought, hey, man. So I grabbed this shirt and I smelled it, and it just smelled like musty and moldy. You know, I said, I thought you washed this today. And she said, well, I did. And so I got smelling everything. And I don't know if it's the well water.
Probably is.
Because, you know, when you pull something out of the washer and throw it in the dryer and you pull it out of the dryer, it should smell nice and fresh, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah. I mean, it always does. But it didn't. And I don't know if it's the well water that is causing this terrible smell, but if that's the case, I mean, I'm going to sell the washer and dryer and just go to a laundromat because I cannot. It was just the nastiest, mustiest, moldiest smell. So if someone out there this morning has well water and they've just learned to live with that, please give me a call at 659-3338 so I don't throw my washer and dryer out if, in fact, it was just a weird one-time thing, but it stunk, man. And the entire load.
I don't think it does. I don't think it's a one-time thing.
No, it better be because I can't. It was just the nastiest smell, and you know, and it was on my shirt, which is up by my nose. So I'm like smelling it the whole time. So I took the shirt off, and then I smelled like the moldy, musty, whatever it was. So I hope it's not well water. We had well water growing up, but I don't remember this. So There's a line one call right now. I'm hoping that's somebody going to help me out. So 659-3338 is the phone number to call. I wanted to thank you the other day, Ken. I meant to tell you it was Tuesday morning, I think, when you had a meeting and you had to leave early, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? I did the party line by myself.
Yeah.
I came in. I wasn't feeling real good. I had lost my ink pen the night before, and I found it sitting right here on the control board. So you had done the whole morning show and not stolen my ink pen, and I appreciate that.
I don't take, yeah, those. That's something I just don't do, because I carry my own for reasons.
Yeah, I do too, and this is my super-duper favorite ink pen. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm good with that, and I appreciate you not taking that. Now, you ask Cindy Loveless, and she will say, Kevin Keith is the biggest ink pen thief in the building, because I just walk off with ink pens all the time. And
you're right, the only one.
I go over to the Shine Studio, and she's got two on the board, two over by the phone, two here. She always keeps one and two here, yeah. You know. And if I'm in the Shine Studio after she leaves at 3 in the afternoon, she comes in the next morning, there's no ink pens to be found, and she's mad on a wet hen, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
All right, so anyway, we wanted to take a look at the front page of ClintonCountyDailyNews.com as we flip paper and get things ready to go here. I really enjoyed your story on the Community Schools of Frankfort Board of Education discussing all the stuff. We touched on this some yesterday at Tuesday night's school board meeting. So they obviously discussed Mayor Chris McBarn's proposal regarding the school safety issues, trying to have armed police officers at every school in the district, as well as metal detectors. Don't forget that.
And that's something that really never got brought up at all, was metal detectors.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night.
Well, you crawl before you walk, you know.
Yeah, but the armed officer, I think, is going to happen.
So they also approved the hiring of Lindsay Bright as the new assistant principal at Green Meadows Elementary Primary School, and you said yesterday she was chosen from 70 applicants. So good for her.
Mm-hmm.
All of us got our Nixle alerts yesterday that Clinton County Dispatch kind enough to send to us, announcing that Frankfort Street Department. Which, by the way, Jason Forsyth will be in here shortly, right?
Yep.
They have advised us that there is going to be construction equipment on White Street between 1st and Jackson for the next several days.
Yeah.
So make sure you work around that.
I think it's through the 22nd, I think.
Okay. So that's not too bad. The construction is for new sidewalks in the area, which is part of the Safe Routes to School. So
mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see those, man. That is going to be so super neat in our area. So the Colts training camp schedule is released. I'm a Colts fan, but I'm not getting too excited about this, you know?
No, I'm, you know, exhibition season, preseason, I get, you know, I could care less. And if I see another story to say if Andrew Luck is expected to play or, you know.
I know.
I'm so tired. I don't even care anymore.
Tuesday night, I'm watching WTHR and on my HD TV antenna, which I get 7 or 8 channels. I get a few networks. I've got the antenna hanging out my bedroom window so right. I can get a few more channels.
Maybe you need to start hanging out the bedroom window.
So, yeah, I rednecked it. But anyway, I was watching WTHR Channel 13, and their breaking news was Andrew Luck threw a football for the first time in 1 year. And I was like, wow. I mean, they were dead serious about it, too, you know. So anyway, hey, I'm an Andrew Luck fan, don't get me wrong, and I want the Colts to succeed, but one guy, you and I have talked about this before, one guy, I mean, they got to shore up other things,
yeah.
You know. You can have the best quarterback, if you don't have an offensive line, it doesn't matter.
I am so tired, though, of hearing, you know, I liked Andrew Luck when he was at Stanford. When he came here, you know, I'm not as big a fan. He's too injury prone, and I know that, you know, the offensive line's an issue.
Right.
But everything, you know, they're basically banking on him, and I'm sorry, you know, you can't do that. And plus, it's just, he's just not, he thinks he is. He's just another average quarterback in a very average at best league.
I think he's above average.
I'm not going to say that yet.
I'm a little more of a
The problem is that the only time they had any kind of success is when they played the bottom rung teams after they were horrible 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time they had success. If you want me to convince that he's a good top flight quarterback, let him do that against a good schedule when they're playing some people, not the bottom of the rung teams that have been playing here the last several years.
Well, they've not had a too much of an outstanding offensive line for the last several years.
I'm just saying,
it's a team effort.
It is, but I'm just saying he still doesn't make a lot of very good decisions.
So I'm going to flip the newspaper, the Clinton County Daily News, over to what we call the regional section. Let me get this out of the way. So I love this story, Ken. Kokomo woman fighting cancer wins $77,777 on a scratch-off.
Right.
Man, that's awesome.
I put it in there as a feel-good story. That's the only reason I put it in there.
It made me feel good.
Yeah.
Marilyn Dunlap sat in the Hoosier Lottery office with a broad smile. It was a good day to be alive as she's fighting cancer. She just won all that money. So Marilyn and her husband enjoy playing the Hoosier Lottery games. Her husband bought a $5 seven scratch-off on June 7th. After scratching the ticket, he handed the $77,777 winner to his wife and said it was all hers. Why? She said, because he loves me. So they scanned the ticket with the free Hoosier Lottery app to confirm it, and holy cow, she's a retired bus driver.
Yep.
So good for them, man. That makes me feel good.
And then that seven game is a brand new game, too, for them. I think it's called Lucky Seven, I believe.
Okay. Well, good for them. I haven't done any scratch-offs for a while.
I haven't even played the lottery for a while. I probably need to.
Yeah, we do. Maybe you and I could pitch in and get some Powerball tickets or something.
Problem is you still got to have fun to play.
Yeah, exactly. I did, you know, get to where I would buy maybe 5 or 10 scratch-offs every couple months or so, mm-hmm. a couple years back, and you know, I'd win a few dollars here and there. I did win $600 one time on the Little Lotto in Illinois, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah.
And that was, gosh, probably 18 years ago.
Yep.
And then I had to drive over to Illinois to claim it. So it kind of said all that, you know.
You have to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. I remember I was looking at these lotto numbers. And I'm checking it online, and I had like 4 of the 6, man. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, I might get something, but it was only $600. 9 other people had also four of the six. So, uh-huh. So what would you do with $77,000, kid?
You don't want to know. As you well know, I haven't scheduled a vacation yet this year. That might be one.
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday, yeah.
I would probably try and pay some bills.
Yeah, I'd do that too. I'd try to pay off my back child support.
Well, you know, to me, I mean, this may sound self-righteous, and I don't mean it to be, but if anybody wins a huge lottery jackpot, okay, you are the dumbest person on the planet if you go broke.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because that means you're just spending frivolously and you don't have a clue what you're doing.
Have you ever watched any of those TLC specials that's called Lottery Changed My Life?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty cool. You know, they follow people who are just regular Joes and stuff. I don't know. I have to keep working because I pay child support.
Well, you know, I'd pay some other things, but I, you know.
Yeah, $77,000 seems like a lot of money.
Well, yeah, it is, but the problem is, I think you only get about you're gonna have a third out in taxes.
See, so. I keep forgetting the taxes. Yeah. That's where you get.
Yeah, I know. So you take a third out of there, so you lose about 20 off the top.
Okay.
Or 25.
So switching gears back to our first story, my landlord just texted me and asked me if my water softener's working. I need to check that because
you probably do.
It's back there by the washer and dryer, and I think it's on, but
probably not working very well.
But Mr. Landlord, sir, I've not checked that yet, so I'm going to text the girlfriend afterwards and tell her to check that. No, we'll check that this afternoon. Good. Thank you so much, Mr. Mm-hmm. Landlord.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll check that. So we're going to be on the air from the fair, Clinton County. It's July 9th through the 13th.
Right.
We're trying to work it out where you and I can still host it together. So we'll have three mics out there, and it'll be you and myself and representatives of the Clinton County Fair Council and the guests that they bring for us. So we're going to have a good time out there.
We'll see. We're still going to have somebody back here at the station helping out. So we'll have to see how that works.
I wonder if Russ Casper would be willing to board op for. All you got to do is push two buttons. You push our first break at 9 o'clock, and then the second one, and then the close at 9:30. But I'm going to get somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I would love to have you out there for me. So I want you out there with me.
As I become the new seeing eye dog.
Well, I just feel a little more comfortable when you're with me on location. I don't know why that is, Ken, but
maybe because I've been around here longer than dirt.
Yeah, that's probably it. So next week, it is next week. Melissa Miller is going to be having FFA reports throughout the day. She'll be at Purdue University for their 89th, I think, annual FFA convention.
Sounds about right.
So she's going to be phoning in some reports throughout the day, and that's sponsored well this year. Thank you very much, sponsors. And so we'll have that coming up all next week for you from Purdue University with Melissa Miller right here on WILO. So a reminder, in about 13 minutes, Kid and I will play musical chairs, and he's going to sit over here. And sitting over there where he's at now is going to be Jason Forsythe. I'd like to buy a vowel, Kid.
You better buy more than one.
Jason Forsythe, the Frankfurt Street Department Superintendent, and also probably Sam Payne, right?
Yes,
the building inspector.
Sam will be here, yeah. I talked to both of them yesterday.
Both of those guys coming in here at the top of the hour. Here from Wylo. We're trying to take Party Line and keep it local, you know, keep it local, local, local. Mm-hmm. But every now and then there are a few stories pop up that are on a national level that you may not have heard on ABC. I saw this. Outgoing Speaker Paul Ryan says Republicans will put a quote-unquote good compromise on immigration on the House floor next week. Details are still being worked out. But a bill is expected to include a proposed solution to the DACA problem. DACA is the Obama-era program that's protected the Dreamers. President Trump has tried to repeal DACA, but has been blocked by federal courts. It's unclear whether any immigration bill could muster more than 215 votes needed to clear the House. I always have a hard time when outgoing politicians put things on the table because they have nothing to lose, right? They have no, you know, it doesn't matter. They don't have constituents to answer to anymore. So I'm hoping Paul Ryan stays true to his Republican roots, I guess, as we would say. Now, this is one I'm excited about. A report, FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email.
I know. I almost did not put it off because I knew you'd be too excited.
Thank you for providing this for me. A report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation is expected to be released today. Now, this is what the National Wire Service, Metro News, that we have here at Wylo, this is their slant on it. Mm-hmm. The report has been compiled by Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz. There is speculation that the report will be highly critical of former FBI Director James Comey. President Trump fired Comey last year. Some top Justice Department officials may also be criticized in the report. Lawmakers will scrutinize the report in two hearings next week. So that's their story. And the National Public Radio website also has a story this morning. And they are saying that the probe has already prompted reassignments and departures at the highest levels of the FBI. Horowitz's full report is expected this afternoon. So a lot of people have left the FBI as a result of the investigation and stuff. And I don't know. I don't want to be one of those, you know, put her in jail. But boy, this seems like jail worthy stuff.
It may be, but what I'm saying, what good would it do now?
I don't know. It'd make me feel better.
So a lot of things make me feel better, but you know, I'm not going to worry about that.
They came to you or me and said, "Ken, Kevin, I want your emails."
Okay,
you know,
but here's,
and then we bleach the hard drive and make it disappear, and then turn it in.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be in jail.
Okay, but here's the thing: who's going to pay for her in jail? You and I.
I would gladly pay to see Hillary in jail.
Okay, then don't complain about not having money.
Even if she goes to Club Fed,
I'm just saying, don't complain about not having money.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like the Clintons just have always got away with it.
Well, but the problem is, so is Donald Trump, and so is Richard Nixon, so is a hell of a lot of Republicans.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay?
I'll give you that.
I'm sorry I didn't mean to say the word I said, but I'm just...
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Politicians in general get away with that.
I'll give you that. I thought this was interesting. The Earth and Mars are getting closer.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Tuesday, July 31st, the two planets will be closer than they've been to one another in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
In what's called a close approach, Mars will be 35.8 million miles from Earth. Back in 2003, it came within 34.6 million miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close considering, right?
Yeah.
According to NASA, that was the closest Mars had come to Earth in 60,000 years.
I knew Dennis Rodman had influence on Mars. I knew that.
Yeah, the oceans and What a weirdo. I kind of like him, though. I kind of like him.
You can get past all the tattoos and all the body stuff? Okay, I guess you can.
He's a weirdo, but it takes all kinds, right?
Yep.
And I thought of you and I and Cindy and Nicole and even Russ was here yesterday around lunchtime, and who else got in on it? I think it was just us. Hacienda from Kokomo brought us over some Mexican food, and man, it was delicious.
It was good.
They brought it all the way from Kokomo. They said, hey, man, just heat it up for like 20 seconds, and you'll be good. I loved everything except for the salsa. I wasn't big on the salsa, but it brought us to this story. Free food at the office can be hard to resist, as it was yesterday.
And I saw this story.
But the calories count, don't
they? That's right. Yeah, they do.
Especially when you eat like Ken and I. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control finds that office food adds up to around 1,300 extra calories a week, much of it from food high in salt, carbs, and sugar. The study looked at things like food from vending machines and items brought in by coworkers or bought by the employer. An epidemiologist at the CDC recommends that workplaces start offering healthier options. Now, kudos to Nicole and Cindy in the office there. They, they walk a little bit over the summer on their lunch break. They get out and do some exercise.
Yeah.
And the refrigerator is always loaded with healthy stuff back there. They're eating salads and carrots and celery and stuff like that for lunch. And you and I are just eating what we can, right?
If I have my druthers, when I go out to Pizza Hut, I always hit the salad bar at least once.
Yeah.
I always do.
I try to, when I go somewhere like that, I try to get a salad first.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You know, and then I'll kind of fill up a little bit on that, you know, and then and try to eat it slow and drink some water and all that.
Yeah.
And then pick out as much as I can on the pizza.
Right.
And I can usually handle 5 or 10 or 15 slices,
Depends on what kind of, depends on the pizza.
Yeah, true. So that was good food yesterday, though.
It was.
And I tell you what, Russ Casper gave me the green light on this. So flags up on this, Ken. We're going to cook out sometime in the next month, okay?
No, I'm going to take that flag down.
But Russ gave me permission a couple about a week ago or so.
Yeah.
So we've got this old rusty grill out back at
I remember when it first got here. Actually, it's not that old.
Oh, really? Well, it's set out in the elements for the last. And it didn't get used last year in my first thingy.
That's right.
So I think I'm going to fire it up and see if it works, but we'd have to get the propane probably refilled, right?
Yeah, you'd also probably have to clean it at least once.
I'm going to clean it. I may have to get Sam Payne down here to inspect this thing before we fire it up, right?
Yeah.
I'll see what Sam's doing after the show. Yeah. But we're going to do that. But if that doesn't work, I'm going to bring in my own grill. I've got a smaller one. Now, here's the question, Ken. I need, again, you and I tag team a lot of things, man.
All right.
We make a lot of things happen, you and I. Can you help me cook?
Well, I know how to cook.
Okay, because I don't. I mean, I can start a grill, but I'm colorblind, so it's hard for me to tell when things are done. So I just need you supervising that day.
I'll make things that you never had before.
Well, I'm up for it, you know? I saw a weird thing. Do you like Brussels sprouts?
I get Brussels sprouts and broccoli confused. I love broccoli.
I like the Brussels sprouts that they're real nice and tender.
Yeah.
I saw a really cool thing on Facebook the other day where you cut them in half and then put them on a skewer and then put them on the grill. And they're real nice and juicy and tender.
I haven't had it that way yet.
No, I haven't either. But I'm a terrible cook, okay?
Okay.
So
I may have to pre-do some things and bring it in.
You ought to try my cereal, though, man. I can make a mean bowl of cereal.
God, I'd hope so.
What do you got over there, Ken?
I just think this is incredibly interesting. Is that Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is pushing back on a report that she's planning to leave the White House. CBS News reported that she is making plans to exit by the end of the year. On Twitter, she was also questioned if the news network knows something about her future that she doesn't. She added that she loves her job and is being honored to work for President Trump. The CBS report also claimed Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah is planning his departure. However, it says Shah hasn't determined when he'll leave.
Well, I saw that yesterday, and I think, didn't Sarah Huckabee Sanders say something? Didn't she tweet something like, maybe CBS knows something I don't about my job?
Well, I mean, she started to stick her foot in her mouth a few more times here recently.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll get that when you work for Trump, right?
Well, I mean, you'll do that.
Things like that happen. So I thought of this song this morning, and I thought, now that I'm out in the country, this is going to be my theme song for the rest of the year.
I hope not.
Almost heaven,
West Virginia. Blue Highway 39, County Road 1.
Don't quit your day job.
Out past the lagoons.
They said, don't quit your day job.
All right, so every day, Kevin's singing this song.
I hope not.
Yeah, I'm not much of a singer, I'll tell you that. We'll just stop that right there.
Good thing.
Ken, thanks as always, buddy.
No problem.
All right. We've got Jason Forsyth and Sam Payne, Frankfort Street Department Superintendent. Jason and Sam Payne, the Frankfort Building Inspector, coming up next. Want to thank our sponsors, Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Good Morning Michelle, and Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. More Party Line next on WILO.
We now pause for station identification. We're that low building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof. This is WILO, Frankfort.
After surgery, getting back on your feet isn't always easy. Milner Community Healthcare is here to support you throughout your recovery process. We offer the perfect environment for you to heal and get stronger. A speedy recovery and returning our patients home as quickly as possible are our primary goals. We're honored to be a quality-rated nursing facility and have served our community since 1971. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare for short-term rehabilitation.
Our Encompass mobile banking app allows you to check balances, view transaction history, transfer funds, and pay loans on the go. You can even apply for a loan via our mobile app, too. Our app is very easy to download and install, and if you run into any problems, we're here to help. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. We're an equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the best windows in your home are the ones you don't even notice? Windows that don't stick. Windows that don't have cold air rushing in around them. They don't rattle in the wind or remind you how bad they are when you get your energy bill. The best windows in your house don't fog between the panes either. Have quiet enjoyment of your beautiful new windows from the window experts at Welty Custom Exteriors, serving all of central Indiana from 800-466-7231. Welty Custom Exteriors.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.